Why are Americans more prosperous yet increasingly miserable? Despite unprecedented material wealth, suicide rates have climbed 30% since 1999, and political discourse has devolved into tribal warfare. This paradox sits at the heart of the right side of history, which diagnoses our cultural malaise as stemming from abandonment of Western civilization's twin pillars, Jerusalem's divine purpose and Athens' rational inquiry. When I observe true happiness, not in fleeting pleasure, but in moments of connection, purpose, and moral clarity, I'm reminded of Shapiro's central thesis. We've forgotten what actually makes life meaningful. The ancient wisdom traditions understood that genuine happiness requires moral purpose. The Hebrew concept of simcha describes happiness not as an emotional state, but as right action aligned with divine will, while Aristotle's eudaimonia refers to a life well-lived through virtue and reason. Modern research confirms this ancient insight. People with strong purpose live longer and enjoy better health outcomes. Yet only about a quarter of Americans strongly endorse having a clear sense of purpose, a public health crisis hiding in plain sight. What if you discovered you weren't merely a plaything of capricious gods, but a being with inherent worth? This transformation, from cork bobbing on life's waves to captain of your own ship, is what monotheism introduced to humanity. Before the Bible, polytheism dominated religious thought. The Bible revolutionized this by establishing a singular God with a singular moral standard. Genesis 1:27, God created man in his image, male and female he created them, established universal human dignity in societies where only rulers enjoyed freedom. The Greek tradition complements Jerusalem by demonstrating what humans can achieve through reason alone. While modern education increasingly sidelines classics as imperialist, abandoning this tradition ignores how Athens elevated mankind through our faculties rather than divine revelation. The ancient Greeks gave us natural law philosophy, positing that nature itself reveals purpose. Unlike modern philosophers who see only brute facts, Plato and Aristotle believed values are embedded within facts. Everything has a telos, purpose. Humans are virtuous when using reason, our defining characteristic. The Greeks posited an objective logic to the universe, a logos that humans could discover through reason, a belief that birthed modern science. Christianity merged Jewish and Greek thought by universalizing Judaism's message through Greek written gospels. This synthesis fueled extraordinary growth from 1,000 followers in 40 CE to 6 million by 300 CE. The Middle Ages weren't truly dark. Monasteries preserved knowledge, liberal arts continued, and technological revolutions flourished. Thomas Aquinas spearheaded efforts to reunify Athens and Jerusalem, using reason to prove God's existence and arguing that studying nature meant studying God's work. The scientific revolution in the West wasn't hindered by religion, but enabled by Judeo-Christian foundations. Church figures like Oresme, Nicholas of Cusa, and Copernicus made significant scientific contributions while serving the church. Despite incidents like Galileo's persecution, most scientists, including Galileo, Kepler, and Newton, viewed their work as exploring God's universe rather than challenging its existence. The United States stands as the first nation explicitly built on philosophical foundations. The Founding Fathers, well-versed in classical thought, created a governance experiment based on four pillars: natural law from reason and divine revelation, individual rights balanced by civic duties, limited government with checks and balances, and the importance of public and private virtue. The Declaration of Independence exemplifies this philosophical synthesis. Its reference to the laws of nature and of nature's God bridges secular and religious authority sources. The assertion that all men are created equal combines biblical human dignity with Greek emphasis on rational capacity. The protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness extends beyond property rights to encompass eudaimonia, the fulfillment of human potential through virtue and reason. While implementation contradicted these ideals regarding Black Americans, Native Americans, and women, the principles themselves provided the foundation for later liberty-expanding movements. Modern politics features unprecedented moral certainty, with both sides viewing opponents as existential threats. This polarization contradicts Western civilization's foundations, which historically allowed for a shared moral vision without requiring agreement on every means of pursuing it. The philosophical shift began with Thomas Hobbes, whose framework led to the concept of an all-encompassing state as the ultimate arbiter of behavior. David Hume advanced atheism by discounting miracles and dismantling traditional proofs of God's existence, effectively removing discoverable purpose from mainstream philosophical discourse. The death of Judeo-Christian values and Greek teleology didn't liberate reason, it undermined it. By reducing the human mind to mechanical processes and mankind to biological entities, the Enlightenment eliminated transcendent reason as a moral guide. As scientific materialism rose, thinkers like Dostoevsky foresaw that without God and immortality, moral constraints would dissolve, leading people to worship dictators who could provide bread while relieving them of moral responsibility. The French Revolution illustrates the consequences of embracing abstract reason without moral foundations. While America adopted Lockean principles of God-given rights and social virtue, France followed Rousseau's general will and Voltaire's disdain for tradition. The French Declaration subordinated individual rights to collective will, unlike America's Declaration of Independence. Revolutionary France invented modern nationalism by redefining citizenship and centralizing power, eliminating boundaries between individuals and state. Without Judeo-Christian morality and Greek teleology, new purpose-giving visions emerged. The American founding balanced individual and communal meaning, while romantic nationalism, collectivist redistributionism, and scientific progressivism reduced purpose to merely communal dimensions. Germany's romantic nationalism culminated in Nazism. Russia's collectivist redistributionism under Lenin and Stalin led to millions of deaths. In America, the need for collective purpose manifested through bureaucratic governance by experts rather than citizen accountability. Marx offered meaning in a godless world through a secular salvation narrative, promising capitalism's collapse would create better humans that ultimately caused unprecedented suffering. Our civilization stands at a crossroads. We've forgotten that happiness requires both individual moral purpose and collective meaning, elements that emerge through the fusion of Athens and Jerusalem. The counterculture shifted from virtue to self-fulfillment, creating not fulfilled people, but self-obsessed ones. Intersectionality has further divided us by categorizing people into identity groups rather than recognizing our common humanity. To rebuild, we must reclaim four essential elements: individual moral purpose, individual capacity, collective moral purpose, and collective capacity. Moral purpose requires divine meaning, and capacity requires belief in reason. By rejecting these traditions for moral relativism and postmodernism, we've condemned ourselves to existential wandering, unable to answer basic questions about right and wrong or truth itself. The path forward requires recommitting to both faith and reason as complementary paths to truth, defending religious liberty while upholding rational discourse and objective truth. Our civilization was built not on tribalism or relativism, but on the notion that each person has inherent dignity and capacity for reason. By reclaiming these foundations, we can rebuild the bridge to genuine human flourishing. The choice is ours. Continue our descent into tribal warfare and meaninglessness, or reclaim the wisdom that made Western civilization possible.